Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. This is your host, Alex Cunningham, and today we're going to get ready for this earnings season by talking about a few principles that we can pay attention to in our search for a profit. Earnings season is a time of year with increased volatility, which means increased earning potential. But with an increased earning potential, we also have an increase in potential loss. So I hope that these hints can help you navigate your trades for the next 5 to 6 weeks, which we're looking at earnings season being at least the next month and a half. Now, I'll be moving very fast with trades due to the volatility increase we're about to see. So jump in the Discord by clicking the link in the description so you can be there in real time. Now, most platforms give you the earnings date for particular stocks. I know TD Ameritrade does. E-Trade, you can even find it on Robinhood. But the best place to find dates in my experience has been TD Ameritrade and Benzinga as well, right? Benzinga.com. If you have Benzinga Pro, you can use that as well. But if you use Benzinga.com and TD Ameritrade, those are, to me, the best places to find the earnings date and a bunch of information about the stock that can help you as you look towards what you're looking for earnings. Now, the three things to look for prior to earnings are this, right? First is the report or the data. What was the prior earnings? So what were the prior earnings like in terms of data? Did they beat estimates? Did they fall short of estimates? And what has the data been since then? So since they reported earnings, let's say for Tesla, right? Which recently reported crazy production and vehicle sales or deliveries anyway. That data came out before earnings. So now you're comparing what could be reported on earnings and what has been reported already. And they're comparing that mid-earnings data to what happened during earnings. So the last earnings season, what did Tesla report? And then you get this random news of almost 1 million vehicles delivered. What are you expecting now for earnings, right? Expectations are going to rise now that we got that information prior to the earnings. So, and that's the next thing, right, is the expectations coming in. So something like Tesla now has high expectations coming into earnings. The thing is, they already reported this great information now before earnings. So like how much higher could they report in terms of results on earnings day when they already reported the stellar news? The last two Apple earnings, we noticed that the stock either did not do much or went down, where every other technology stock went up, right? When Microsoft reported great earnings, they skyrocketed. Facebook, all of them skyrocketed. When Apple reported earnings, they did not skyrocket. So the expectations coming in were so high for Apple that the report was not beyond the expectations, right? A big thing for earnings is if people have high expectations, the reports have to beat those expectations for people to be surprised and to pile in. If people are already piling into the stock after good news, with earnings that don't go beyond that news, then you're not going to see more of an influx in dollars, right? You're going to see the same amount of people either stay there or take profits. So when you see expectations coming in, where are they? Are they high or are they low? So that's the second thing to look for. And the third thing to look for is future guidance. So what was the future guidance from the last earnings? Were they reporting a better quarter incoming or a worse quarter incoming? Were they reporting maybe supply chain disruptions were decreasing? Maybe they were seeing, maybe they expected an increased sales over the holidays that they now have to report to us coming this earnings season. What were they expecting for the future? Did they have high guidance or low guidance? And that's going to give you an idea of where investors may be moving. If moving into the earnings, there's a guidance announcement or some kind of foreshadowing that could impact what the stock's going to do moving into earnings. On earnings date, these are also all important. So you're looking for these prior to earnings, but then on the earnings report, you're listening for the data. Did things get better? Did things get worse? Did they get better by a lot? Did they get better by only a small margin? Future guidance in the earnings. Are they planning to do even better next quarter? Or are they planning to do just about the same? Or they're expecting a slowdown? And then expectations coming into the earnings. Did they meet the expectations? And do they expect things to get even better? So you can look at all three of these points prior to earnings based on the last earnings report. Any in-between earnings information that was released, like we saw for Tesla releasing those production and delivery numbers, that was released in between earnings because they don't have earnings until, I believe, later in January or early February, but they released it in the middle of their earnings reports. And then expectations coming in. What were the expectations of the last earnings? And do they look or has there been report that they're going to meet those expectations? Right, those are three really good things to look for prior to earnings reports for stocks or companies. And then on the actual earnings report, you want to listen for these three key points, right? Especially something like future guidance. Now, I have three ideas that I'm going to be taking action on this season, probably starting tomorrow. They're perfect for beginners, but if this is your first earnings season here with us at Market Avengers, make sure you stick to paper trading first, right? Before using any real money. Yes, you're with us and we're learning and we're making strides every single day, but this kind of volatility is not friendly to beginners because it's a lot of moving pieces. Things move very fast. You can lose a lot of money very, very quickly. And what I don't want is for volatility to scare you away because you don't know how to utilize it in the best way, right? So if this is your first earnings season, it's okay to wait another 3 to 6 months before using real money. You want to use fake paper money, either write it down or do virtual trades. Or on Robinhood now, you can add options to a watch list. You can add it to a watch list, or you can just write it down on paper. To this day, I write down trades on paper, even though I use real money, right? There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to trade, right? Nobody is forcing you to trade. You shouldn't feel compelled to. Anyway, so we'll get into those three ideas right after this word from our sponsor. So now the three hints, right? The three ideas that I've got coming into this earnings season. One, looking to buy call options when expectations are low or modest. So if after the last report, the expectations or the future guidance was not that impressive, going into this earnings season, looking to buy call options on the stock, again, if the technical levels are supported and precedence shows that that stock moves up into earnings, looking to buy call options on those stocks that don't have super high expectations, because if they've run up in the past before earnings, then they could run up into earnings again. And even after they report with such low expectations, they have an easier chance of beating expectations. That doesn't mean keep call options through earnings, but what you could do is buy more than one cheap option. And once one is profitable, you could sell it. If it's enough to cover the initial cost of both, you can sell it. And now you hold one option for free. Or if you buy two options and one becomes really valuable because, again, the stock is already moving up into earnings in anticipation of earnings, you could sell it for a profit and hold the next one for free and know that you're guaranteed that you already won on the play, right? So that's an option. That's a choice that you can do, an idea. Call options on stocks that have a history of running into earnings but also have low to moderate expectations. For example, Walgreens, WBA, that was a stock that I added to my paper watch list, right? I just watched the option that I was going to buy, and it was up over 100% in 2 days, right? And I was going to buy it because Walgreens has a history of moving up, and it has low expectations, right? And the option showed that in that moment, that was the right call, right? So that option's up more than 100% at this point. You can also look to the flip side, looking to buy put options on stocks that have high expectations, right? That they're expecting to just blow it out of the water and just kill it. Because if they don't live up to that expectation, then investors may move their money out of that stock. And then if that stock has a history of moving down after earnings, that's a plus, right? That's an added, that's ice cream, that's icing on the cake, right? You already have determined that this stock has super high guidance. Technical levels support that the stock could see some selling, right? There might be resistance there. We don't know for sure, but there could be. And on top of it, now we've seen that their expectations were super high and they might just miss expectations, right? So these are just things to add on that could help you in that situation. But you want to make sure that the options are cheap, right? You don't want to be buying expensive options. Look at the implied volatility. You want to make sure you're not paying too much money for those options. So those are two hints or two ideas that I'm going to be working with, and one of which has already shown a profit, although on paper has shown a profit. And the third idea is to find out what stocks have done leading up into earnings. And again, just riding the wave. It sounds like the first two, buying calls with expectations or buying puts with expectations. But even if expectations aren't there and you're not aware, you can just look at what the stock has done in the past leading up to earnings. Does that stock normally move up before earnings? What happens after earnings doesn't really matter because you're trying to take a small portion of profit, 20%, 30%. You're not looking to hit a home run and hold it through earnings and make 500% because you could also lose the entirety of your position. So holding it up until maybe the day before earnings or 2 days before, taking your profit and getting out, and then whatever happens after earnings doesn't matter to you because you got your profit, right? So finding out what a stock has done in the past leading up to earnings, and if you can combine it with the high expectations or low expectations, if you can combine it with information that you already had, maybe there's a mid-season report of data that you just so happen to find, again, like the Tesla example, you can play that all into your decision-making. Right? So three things to look for prior to earnings and on the earnings date: the report or the data or anything that happened mid-season, future guidance going forward. Investors love future guidance. And are the expectations high or low coming in? And did they meet or surpass or fall short of expectations? Three ideas or hints moving into this earnings season I'm going to be utilizing: looking to buy call options on stocks that have low expectations and have a technical setup that looks bullish, right, for call options. Same thing with the flip side. The second idea is using put options when expectations are really high. They're expecting the stock to blow it out, to blow out all expectations, and they have a technical setup that is negative, right? They're hitting some form of previous resistance. And the third idea is looking at stocks, what stocks have done in the past leading up to the earnings date, so that I can play call options, put options, or play with shares and take a percentage of profit as the stock moves up, and making sure I exit the position before earnings, right? We just want to ride the wave up. And then when earnings hit, then whatever decision the investors make, if they slam the stock or they bid the stock up, you can then jump back into the trade after the fact and then ride whatever direction the investors go, right? Let big money make the move and then you just ride in the wave. You don't have to try to make the waves yourself. So that's it for today. Check out the poll I put in the description of this show because I want to know, is this your first earnings season? It's always interesting to know how many of us are new to this trading and investing thing because I make the show for you, right? Beginners, newbies. This is your chance to raise your hand so that we can continue to make the content that's going to help you on your journey, right? Remember, stick to your rules, take profits when you have them, and you'll be just fine. This is a bull market, but you can make money going both ways. Just be smart about it and don't be afraid to take profits early. Oh, and before I forget, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, as we say here at Market Adventures, don't seek security. Seek adventure.